né? Jogo da área Brazil. I will continue in English. I would say several things about the state of affairs in entire Europe. Maybe they would look unconnected, but I would say that they are. First of all, I would mention German philosopher Oswald Spengler, who wrote a book more than 100 years ago. The title of the book is The Decline of the West. And that book precisely described or analyzed how European culture will become civilization and then it will fall apart. And I think that this is now. European civilization is now falling apart as the declining state of affairs in Europe. The second point, more precisely, is connected to World War III, which you mentioned many times. I think that World War III started with the destruction and demolition of the Berlin Wall, but it didn't start with weapons. It started with urban warfare, and it continued with small wars, local wars of various kinds, including non-armed aggressions, which are called color revolutions or other kinds of descriptions. So comparing to the First and the Second World War, Third World War is much longer, or First and Second World War might look like special operations. The third point would be connected to UK and USA as the main colonizers or neo-colonizers of the world. One of the last phases of destruction of European civilization started by synchronizing Brexit and the election, or better say, selection of Donald Trump as a president. Although most people in the world see him as a good or less evil than others in the United States establishment, Donald Trump is the same as others, but he just for one wing of classical military-industrial complex, and Biden, or maybe better say Obama, who is now on the third term, is from the hybrid complex, which can be called military, informational, pharmaceutical, media, security complex. Killing of General Soleimani and not withdrawing troops from Syria make Donald Trump no better than others in the United States. Fourth point which I would make is connected to language. Regarding multipolar world, it should get rid of foreign office terms for the world. For example, term Middle East is very wrong name for Western Asia, and it was invented in foreign office in 1896. And since then, it has been used to describe Western Asia. For example, Chinese Far East, but far to whom, or from whom. And fifth and last point is connected to the end of the World War III and the revival of Europe or the other parts of the world which are oppressed. It will not be finished until Ukraine is denazified, and until Kosovo and Metohija are returned to Serbia, and until Serbs in Republika Srpska are not being oppressed by a colonial government from European Union, which is just a political wing of NATO.